This load-bearing wall, this floor that shines, this elliptical paraboloid concrete shell, this is where I live. When I draw it, four windows, one chimney and a door. The door is red. The drawing is a lie. It is an accident. It is an occasion of forgetfulness. It is not my house. This is my house. This is where I live. The floor shines, the walls unclad, unmullioned and dreaming of spandrels are curtains. This is where I live. Pale green, the palest, 7,000 twisting, tufting strands. Velveteen savanna over which bare souls in all seasons happily can pass, pressingly. Hands sweep its richness and, barring heat and the presentiment of a crackle, turn up none the richer. No stuff, no surplus is imparted. Everything was orderly and prearranged. At every edge, a quiet closing, its ends definitive. Its surface is entirely flat, or look closer, peaks and troughs, wonderment. One grey line all about it, this grey near green, grey as a stone amidden its kin, as the sky over it, grey as the architect's sea-green, sage-green eyes, as the silvered underscreen, notwithstanding the marine citation, no thing ripples. And four grey rectangles, diagonally set across the XY. Within their boundless bounds, the strands might be shorter, or perhaps it only looks that way. There are tricks of the lights, sometimes set a jangle, tricks of the proportions, tricks of the colour play, but no flourishes. Shaking its sleeves clean out, it discloses not a thing. Between on image and ground, on figure and forms, via the discoursing of 16 shimmering vertices, a gentle oscillation is established. Rhythm can be obtained for everyday use. Once people danced, faintly damp, strap-printed feet and other still-shod toes pressed upon it. The maths was off, but the mood was high. Notwithstanding provisions made, some mouth-warm flakes drifted down. Barely bigger than their organic analogues, they fell meltingly troughward. Another vibration innervated the multitude. This was not immediately perceived, but felt only as a layer of animation, on extra. A premonition passed of the world becoming live-er, in festive life. Webby stuff silently engaged as crampons. Everyone remained vertical, at least until such a time as further submission to gravity was sought. Beneath and on all sides, a tree made tessellate. Average footfall. And once a dog, joy to find a such in which to snuffle, to feel it, insinuate itself fleetingly even, between digital pads, skating across the hard soft wood perimeter, unmindful, unminded then, finding this grassless green underpaw nosing forward, bringing itself low to give the tickle to a soft stomach, pulling along languorous-like but too fast, a bath hopped into though not yet enough cooled, then head again to the ground as paws clean mime the upscuffing of an underworlds that is not there. Were not for dark, dense meters yet, and that even long quieted. Nap set all awry, a bare pinch of pointy hairs shook free, a sigh, some crawling, crouching, bending and picking, some sweeping and smoothing, but no harm done. The cat too, of course, here until the second boy, then never again, after 8 years, 8 years or nine. Otherwise it is not of the occasion, nothing here is. Breath comes harsh, very stranded. It sounds of a reaching towards and of a falling away. Limbs approach the machinic, a Pongian model thereof. They do because they can, because they do. Melt away. No, evanesce to float above, a hanging gas, a feline dream. I see the whole shape, form below me. Time asserts itself intramuscularly. Daily submission, a grudge deliverance. Skin-like stuff, more membrane than matter, like Lucky Pierre between the fingers, made breakable so as to be indestructible. A blister rose immediate upon his thumb, and so as to cool the heat, he stuck it fast right into his mouth. It would teach you to recognise your own prints, your disarticulated walnut whips, in a line-up. It would have you leave with lipstick tattling. It would have you believe it knows nothing of doubt. It seeks to hold you forever, demanding meanwhile safe interment up to and beyond your own being. It has a rider for judicious transfer. And if unrealised, it would have you buried alongside, packed in tight, high and wax fumes into the tomb to drown again there, squirming, as you choke upon 1,000 libations. Tongue, let me love your loggia. Smithson 1 and Smithson's 2 spliced into the body of a blue-shirted pencil fetishist. No expanse is spared. A man waits. The room is light, his shirt is cool, but the day nonetheless is warm, and so he wilts about the edges. He leans over a maquette, then, remembering the clipped might of his estimable self, straightens, clasps hands duckwise and rolls his weight forward. Goes on waiting. The room is light. The soft stuff attends. 3 Mi-Fi cylinders are ready to be rolled out. And cookie cutters already have been set aside. For today, something entirely else is intended. So badly meant, so very wanted. All the world's blue magic shook up in a test tube, spilled out in the throes of a diagrammatic dream. Trundle ground, break ground, emission complete. Lapis lazuli. Music spins out of holes in the walls, a jewel party is held, and everyone comes home a winner. The room is light. He turns, and the one he was wanting is there. He is tall and his eyes are grey. They want what is in each other. They would turn each other inside out and will. They are ready. They are warm, though they are cool. The man with the brown eyes rolls his sleeves too. A finer cotton, only just. Scrunches at the elbow crease, lays the table. Other echoes are heard. They sit. They begin. You had me at important earthworks. Licking at sap, pressing nose into spurting moss and speaking to its stickiness. On the hills around, lichens breed in silence, spreading over space too slowly, interpolating greys with impossible alter colours, their textures resist interpretation. Pushing wheeled things about the floor, watching winged things take flight from shaken branches. I blow on beetles. I let the stones know the rigid code written in my tips. When it rains, I swallow it all down. Lips never felt so wet. Gum soles promise to grow holes to bring me closer. Prints dry even as I walk the hall. Time signatures shift speeds. This is how this interior erases its exterior. Retinal compenetration, haptic unmarriageables. I pass my fingers among ferns with breath held against a choking death. I kick lightly at tussocks in the bog or slip lateral, catching gravity's hand suddenly squelching. I carry my findings in heavy pockets, shut stones, shells, feathers, pine cones, and a miscellany scurf of sand, earth particles, needles and seeds into the drawer that is mine. When summoned, it rolls out, magnanimously. On the first night, we stood for 40 minutes, chests flush against the sleekness, delighting in the smooth, sweeping action, the unanswerable finality once it found its way home. At long trestle tables with the same matte silver sheen, robots magic up our sliding rails, our silent, plunging dumbwaiter, the kitchen's appalling set of never-touch knives. Seeing them brings a certain sort of safety. An unaskable question is, at least, then, answered. Amid the white gleaming, the strings of fat cut from meat, the juice spilt from a pear, the intransigent seeds of a yellow bell pepper, all of this, jars, best leave it untroubled. He passes everywhere, slips from cell to cell, this nimble drone. Returning from the ant farm, he enters slight and softly. Not, mind you, so as not to disturb, but to flex his passant powers. He is the master, his is the mistress, his the name of all things, and all are contained within him. His the grease as buttered the root from then to here. Stickle cells, clean room, of one's own, but in open contact with everything. There is water for being in, and water from which glances bounce on a white day, water in which beetles are smudges, and water into which they are spat again with fervour, water for sometimes churning, and water for smooth reflecting. That water, it aspires to the condition of the magic material, pulling the house down deep into it, then throwing it back out into the light. Its depth is unknown. It's noted in some greening ledger, filed within another of those smooth sliding drawers, but remains, to us, unfathomable. Its implacability tortures. I am, it says. I am, it is whole handcarts of yams toppled, tattooing their hairiness against the walls of a narrow corridor. It is the cat that has been taught to catch its own reflection. It is a child perambulatory and barking, and so it is straight-edged, hard-lined, proud-standing and high-rearing. There is no nestling in. Right angles hold true, but textures degrade. The mirror is remotely infilled, citing litigation fears, but already fine soft fronds were waving up along its edges. Liverworts take hold in cracks, prising verticals further apart, augmenting degrees, lighting radial networks to antic reaching. In itself and for as long as surrounds can stomach it. Virility of the extant acids is yet to be established, levels untested at time of, or as long as the space stuff's race predicted itself to last. Sometime later, bombweed lights it up anew, feeling its way unbarred by rude cultivars or timely habits, magenta extends its brief, insinuating itself into the first sparser patches, gaining strength, it marshals troops for a full takeover. Lawn's lesson, no one cries, no one sets an alternative agenda. As shadows feather, Kelly Green dims. The development will enable a mode of urban living not otherwise on offer within these islands. The precinctual character of the area will promote communitarian values among the residents. Provision of a nursery school, shopping arcade, and general clinic within the immediate grounds will further inculcate this effect, permitting, thereby, the living of full lives entirely within the zone of proposed development. Hoffen and Poffen. Prefabricated components for speed, porcelain tiles for cleanliness, humming appliances for efficiency, open plan, overall for cocktails.